I was talking to my mom. You know, I went home for Thanksgiving and everything. And she's like, what big gift do you want for Christmas? And I was like, well, how long are you going to... Because my parents have been very good to me. I don't really need to, you know, milk off them forever, I guess. Well, maybe. But I was like, are you going to just keep on... I was like, wait, is there like a cutoff? Is there a time when we're not going to get gifts anymore? You know? Mm-hmm. Because both my older brothers still get them. They still get gifts. And one of them's married. He still gets gifts. So a lot of people are like, well, when they get married, that might be the rule.
Yes.
No, it isn't. Not only that, but the sister-in-law gets gifts. It's to a decent level. You know, so it's like, if you've got daughter or son in your title, whether it's son or daughter-in-law or whatever, you're in for gifts, I guess.
Hmm.
Very odd. I thought there was a cutoff. I started asking around. I thought maybe I was, like, you know, unusual in this aspect. And it seems like everybody still gets... You still get gifts from your parents?
I stopped getting presents when I was 7.
So. Oh. But seriously?
Yeah.
You still get gifts from your parents?
I hope so. So far.
Yeah, up until now, you have. And I asked a couple of my friends, and the same thing. I thought that there was a cutoff. Is there no cutoff? Don't you stop getting gifts from your parents at some point? I'm not saying, like, completely no more gifts.
But a big one?
Right, yeah. But shouldn't eventually you turn into, like, one of their friends or something where they give you, like, a gift or something, you know? It's a sweater!
All right, a picture frame!
Woo. Yeah, like that, yeah. Shouldn't it turn into that eventually? Doesn't it? Is there an age where it happens at? What's the rule? 539-9750 or 238-0975.
It's never too old. The way it works in my house is we go to my parents on Christmas, and the more kids that you have, the less that you're receiving.
Aha!
Yeah, so my sisters are 27 and 28, and I'm only 22, but I only have one kid, so I just make out big still. But my oldest sister has 6 kids, and she doesn't make out so good.
Okay, so there's like a designated pool for each of their children, and then whatever kids you have, they divide into it, basically?
Yep.
That's a pretty good rule.
Yeah. And I agree.
And so then your presence will diminish over time? And
well, mine won't, yeah, because I'm only having one kid.
Oh, you're done?
No, my sister's just screwed.
How many does she have?
6.
Whoa, yeah. So what's she get at this point?
She doesn't get much. She gets, like, some gift certificates because she's very picky.
Here's some bobby pins.
Not quite that bad.
Oh, that's
but
good.
I'm the baby, too, so I get the most either way.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm worried about is I'm the youngest in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a brother who's 28 and then a brother who's 31. So to me, it would make logical sense that at some point they're just going to cut us all off at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my worry. And then I'll miss out on years of Christmas presents.
It's not going to be fair.
Well, my mom's way into that. And we still get Easter baskets and everything. Our spouses don't, but us girls get huge Easter baskets still.
Nice. Yeah, we same thing with us. There's the candy. Yep.
Yep.
Mom, I don't even like chocolate. It's Easter, damn it. Eat it.